Roses. You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad, and I'm at Godrej Celtic Roots Festival. And one of the aspects of all these festivals is you get artisans displaying their craft, and one of the artisans who is presenting here is under the name of Solar Woodcrafts, and they're based out of Killaloe. Solar Woodcuts, based out of Killaloe, and that's since 1992. And wood cutter for Solar Woodcuts is?
I am a fretworker.
A fretworker?
Because I make fretwork.
Okay, and your name?
Is Ron Trembach.
Ron. So when you say fret, what's the distinction, or describe when you say you're a fret worker? What does that mean?
It was originally done on a fret saw.
Okay.
Which is a saw that's hand. I use a scroll saw to do it.
Okay.
Which is the same principle, except I don't have to move the saw up and down. It does it electrically.
Okay. So it's like a bit like a jigsaw.
It is a jigsaw. A scroll saw is different than a jigsaw.
Okay.
A jigsaw has a spring on the above the top blade.
Okay.
Above the blade, whereas a fret saw is connected by two arms.
Okay. So then, when it comes to working with that tool or tools like that, I presume that it's a very, very fine blade.
Yes.
It would have to be of its nature.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as we stand here and I look around, you've a big Celtic influence in your work.
Yes.
I see Celtic crosses, weaves, symbols of what would be Celtic mythology. What drew you to that type of intricate woodwork?
It was actually when we first were asked to do this show.
Okay.
We didn't have much Celtic things, but people kept asking for it out at our other shows.
Okay.
And so to get in here, we needed a certain amount of Celtic stuff. That was 20-some years ago.
Okay.
And so we started doing it, and then it wasn't just here that they sold. It was everywhere, because Ontario is a Celtic place.
Yes.
Everybody has Celtic roots in Ontario.
So the type of Celtic design that you then started producing, did you find or did you do any research on the history of the mythology or anything that, like I'm looking here at what I recognize.
So that is a Viking influence.
Yes.
Whenever these animals
and they seep into Scottish and Irish and all aspects of it as well.
Yeah.
And then you have all the knots.
Yes, yeah. And what I learned about Celtic knots, a lot of cultures have knots.
Okay.
The Chinese, like and other cultures, knots end. They don't connect back together.
Okay.
Celtic knots always connect back together.
Interesting. And you didn't read anything to see what it was about the Celtic knot that...
The problem with Celtic knots is the Celts didn't have a written language.
Okay.
They didn't leave much history.
Okay.
And so it's only speculation.
Right.
Modern speculation, what the knots actually meant.
Okay.
And some of the things, like the Triskelion, or Triskel short, it didn't originate with the Celts, and the Celts really used it, the spiral.
Yes.
They used it, but it came from way before it, the Celts.
Because that would even be indigenous here, and the First Nations would have had spirals as well.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And again, a lot of cultures would have had spirals.
Yes, yeah.
What got you into the woodwork to start with?
Our 3-year-old son.
A good influencer.
Now is about 38 or something.
Right.
He wanted to make pictures out of wood by cutting inside shapes out of wood.
Okay.
And we were homeschooling our kids. There was two older brothers and a younger brother than him. So we decided, I knew what he was talking about, and he didn't know.
Yeah.
It was fretwork.
Right.
And so because we were homeschooling, we got the kids a little hand fret saws to use. Only the oldest son could use it, and then the second oldest. And it just came from there. And right. then we've done 500 shows, and we went to our first show. We were living in the bush in western Manitoba then. We went to our first show out in the country in Saskatchewan. We were living quite close to Saskatchewan. And we were living on the family tax credit, which was $24 a month per child.
Okay.
Which was, most people couldn't live on that,
yeah,
but
yeah.
we did.
Right, right.
And we sold $400 in our first show. It was like winning the lottery.
I'm sure it was. And you went back to work very fast to produce
well,
more goods.
Well, we did. And then a neighbor who had been doing shows for a long time, a Métis woman,
yes,
who lived near us, asked my wife if she wanted to go with her to the show up in Flin Flon.
Okay.
An annual show. And she told her she could take two boxes of stuff.
Okay.
And so she took two boxes and sold them all.
Brilliant.
Sold everything.
Yeah.
And then we started getting efficient in doing it and signing up for more shows and generally just one day shows out there. And then we decided to move to Ontario, which was a big unknown,
yeah.
because people on the prairies don't think highly of Ontario. The people told us they're just a bunch of money grubbers there.
Right.
And they were right.
But then that money is there to be circulated.
That's right. And so we came to Ontario not knowing if... And then we started signing up for shows in Ontario. And here we are.
So if you were to describe some of the work that's here, like I'm looking at something here, and what I have is I'm seeing a tree in winter on a piece of wood. The process you have with that, how is that achieved?
My wife does that.
Okay.
If I was the artist, you would see stick men.
Okay, well...
But she burns it with a wood burner.
Okay.
There's her up in the picture.
Okay. And I can see then there's a whole series of different trees.
Yes.
And very, very intricate.
Yes, yeah. What we found is people are really attuned to trees.
Yes.
Like we grew up, if we believe the evolution theory, we grew up in the forests of Africa.
Okay, yeah.
And trees have always been important to us.
Yes. Yes. So then as I move along here, I'm looking at two Celtic crosses, and both of them, are they different woods? Because one here is, two colors.
That is a stain. That goes on there.
So the and so the cutting is done, and then the circular portions,
and then my wife wood burns.
Okay.
She puts a stain on too. If I did the stain, my fingerprints would be all over.
So I can relate. I can relate. So anything that is more than one, that is two-tone or more
yes.
than one, that it starts out as one,
right.
and then you stain what you want to draw attention to or to highlight.
Yeah.
Right. And what type of wood are you using?
It's hardwood plywood.
Okay.
Often red oak. Reason for hardwood plywood, it's strong because the inner core, there's three layers of wood. The inner core is going perpendicular to the outer.
Okay.
So when you cut all kinds of pieces out from it, it's still strong.
Right, right.
In both directions.
And the other wood then that your wife has worked on?
It comes a lot from our yard. This
yeah.
is a branch that died on our black locust tree
right.
in front of our house.
So the beauty of this as well is we're seeing that the tree rings, of the rings of the yeah. tree, as a background to the artistic work also.
Yes, yeah. And it, and you can count them and see how old that branch was.
Indeed. So, as I say, you've been doing the shows for quite a number of years, and you found during COVID, of course, that this access to the market was taken away.
Well, yeah, but... it was almost liberating because we got the CERB, which was a Canadian bailout thing. So you made a certain amount per year. What I did for 2 years, it was a government.
Yes.
They sent us a check every month.
Yeah.
And I only took the amount we would have made at the shows.
Okay.
I could have taken twice as much.
Right.
But I didn't think it was right to take more than we would have made.
Yeah. I'm also looking, and while it's not in the Celtic vein, I see John Lennon there, and I see the Beatles walking across Abbey Road. And
well, they were
Bob
Celtic
Marley.
After all.
Well, yes. Some, yes. There were, of course, Paul McCartney, yes. Very deep. And the Scottish Highlander, Piper.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So you're based in Killaloe, and your principal access to the market is through shows.
Yes, we've done 500 now.
Yeah. And I know there has been changes in everything, in how people purchase, in how people attend, listen to music, and all these things. So I guess it's causing you to have to reevaluate at times.
Well, because we're of the age now where we're retiring.
Right.
This may be our last show of all time.
Yeah.
And what we found at different points in time, disposable income goes up and down.
Yep.
Like in 2008, disposable income went down.
Yeah.
And so people didn't buy as much.
Right.
So then I wasn't making trivets.
And oh, yes.
They were always a good seller.
Yeah.
I stopped making it for 10 years because I don't make that much per hour on them.
Okay.
And but I started again in 2008. I figured not much per hour beats nothing.
Agreed. So if anyone wanted to learn more about you, I see you do have a website, do you?
Yes. Solarwoodcuts.com.
Say again. So as we
solarwoodcuts.com.
That's SolarWoodCuts.com, and you're based out of Killaloe. Thanks a million for taking a few minutes, and hopefully the show works out well for you. And maybe hopefully even people visit the website, take a look at your work, and maybe reach out to you.
Okay.
Thank you.